WMFR in Medford.
And now, our feature presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks it.
Me
kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you. Yeah.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
I must admit, I do get a certain perverse pleasure out of it.
So I was like, oh, maybe I'll play some other songs and mix it up a little bit. But I'm like, you know what, though? I just love Guilty Pleasure songs. Like, the songs that everyone knows all the words to, but you're like, oh, it's not good music. Oh, it's not credible. Well, you know, I say screw that. My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
Yeah.
get the ratings up is if the show is a little steamier.
Steamier? How the hell am I going to make it any steamier?
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage, and it's only here on WMFO in Medford. 91.5 on your FM dial. Yes, we are Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert. And tonight, we've got a real high-energy theme that I haven't done for you in a couple of years. This one's called Guilty Pleasures. And in this episode, I'm going to be playing you songs that I think are all absolutely 100% rocking, even if they are Celtic or bluegrass or jazz. Yes, our Guilty Pleasures theme. Songs I like so much, I would feel a little bit bad if I played them too often. So, this theme was originally inspired by one of my favorite WMFO DJs ever, Helter Skelter Annie Ross. Did a show called Helter Skelter, and she was even WMFO's general manager, serving the 2006 to 2007 term. And then, after Tufts, she went on to graduate from BU Law School, and she's one of the very few WMFO DJs who I honor in my normal show intros. Specifically, as you heard that clip there, it's my show and I can do what I want, so I am. And now she's a high-powered lawyer, apparently, and with her wife, a mother raising a family. And so a number of these guilty pleasures of mine were, in fact, some things that Helter Skelter Annie Ross turned me on to. And also, mixed up with the music tonight, in addition to our typical audio clips from who knows where, I've also, including a couple of clips from some of Annie Ross's Helter Skelter archives. And there was one that was really funny where she was functioning on just 1 hour's sleep and had a show tunes theme. You'll be hearing an excerpt from that later on. So we began the show with the Japanese power pop duo Puffy AmiYumi and their song Asia no Junshin. And, well, you know, that song is just so well-polished and commercially sweet, like a box of chocolates ready to be ripped open and eaten. So in the next set, I'm going to be sending out some Devo to my fellow DJ aficionado, DJ friend Chris Major, Strike the Box, and also a kind of a somber song from Johnny Cash, some remix disco hit from Donna Summer, and those English sound masters of the sound collages Color Box. Backing me up right now is the Ned Nash Orchestra with his version of the theme from The Good and the Bad and the Ugly. And we're going to start off this next set with a real high-energy song from 1970s Japan. This is a big hit for the band called the Sadistic Mika Band, and it's still a pretty popular song in Japan. I was watching a while back an NHK New Year's Eve special, and they featured a cover of this. So here now is the Sadistic Mika Band with Time Machine Onegai, only on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford. Tux 3-4 Radio.
She sits in the top of the greenest tree. Thank you. service you. I'm here to service you. I'm here to service you.
Flint, the government needs you.
It's good to be wanted, sir.
Oh, and wouldn't you know it, I have a whole bag of chips over there to play with that we haven't explored yet.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup, or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne, and at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around, whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around. We'll be right back.
and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
I know what will pick up my spirits, because that is really what's going to be needed right now at this point. And, you know, really at this point, only one thing could really do it, and that's the Little Mermaid with Under the Sea.
Thank God, Annie.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
Let's hear some music!
We got us some good!
Turn those frowns upside down. And I got just the thing for that. We call it Doobie Snacks.
If you have an encounter with police, MassCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you. And if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration, but in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCAN, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and this evening our theme is called Guilty Pleasures, specifically my Guilty Pleasure songs. We began the set with a Japanese band from the 1970s, the Sadistic Mika Band. And that was a song called Time Machine Onegai. Please, Time Machine. What an incredible rocker that one was. And I loved the fake ending. The ending that you never could tell exactly when it was going to stop. And then we followed that with a song going out to my fellow Devo aficionado, DJ Chris Major, host of Strike the Box on Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. And then some disco from the 1970s, the same decade there. Donna Summer and I Feel Love. Off of this outstanding compilation album, Pure Disco. There's several in the series. That was from the first one. And also by the same fine folks, the Pure Funk compilations are outstanding as well. Then we heard from Johnny Cash and The Man Comes Around, followed by those English masters of the sound collage, Color Box, who were active between 1982 and 1987, and they did incredible work, but they were just sued out of existence because they didn't try to clear any of their samples with the rights holders, which is still a very problematic thing in my opinion. And then we finished things off with a public service message from the fine folks at masscan.org. Backing me up right now. Backing me up right now is Billy May. And this is Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White, which I found on Ultra Lounge. Volume 17, Bongo Land, and my lifelong appreciation to Coffee and Smokes Alex, host of the Desperate Hours here on Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. for turning me on to that whole incredible Ultra Lounge series, as well as a bunch of other fine music, such as he plays and loves. So in the next set, I'm going to be sending out a space song to Arthur, host of the Grand Hour. And then it's actually from the Crystal Method. And it's got some audio clips from the Apollo 8 mission in 1968, which went around the moon and got that beautiful picture, Earthrise. And we're also going to be hearing some Irish music from the Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition. And just a lovely, heartfelt love song, Nothing Interlude from Jill Scott. And then I'll be a bad boy and segue into some completely inappropriate, but FCC legal, of course, AC/DC. But first, here's a song that I know Helter Skelter Annie really loved, from Cyndi Lauper, and it starts for you just as soon as I think we're going to let Billy May close things out here on WMFO.
Now she was doing the thing he wanted her to do most of all.
And that.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Pages of a blue boy magazine.
tune. Get the ratings up to get the show a little more steamier.
Steamier? How the hell am I going to make it any steamier?
There's no crime in giving yourself here with a pleasure.
You're such a bad boy.
got it.
On the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely, we don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
Egos equipped with individual horns. If we don't blow them, who else will?
I gotta admit, sometimes I feel weak for loving you the way I do. It's beyond me.
Down, down, 90 degrees. I said, Lord, make praise.
go down on the cruise.
You're listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts non-commercial freeform radio. This episode, our theme is guilty pleasure songs, my guilty pleasure songs, as well as an embedded tribute to one of my favorite ever WMFO DJs, Helter Skelter Annie Ross, who was, among other things, WMFO's general manager from 2006 and 2007. We began that set with one of Annie's favorite songs from one of her favorite artists, Cyndi Lauper, She Bop. And then a song I was sending out to Arthur, host of the Grand Hour. He does dramas from the golden age of radio at 5 o'clock in the morning on 5 o'clock on Wednesday mornings. And that song by the Crystal Method was from their perfect album Vegas. And it featured audio clips from the Apollo 8 astronauts, as well as Mission Control. And one of those was "This Transmission Is Coming to You." Took me a long time to understand what that was before I got to researching the song and figuring all that out. And then a masterpiece of Irish music from Ciarán O'Mahony and Dermot McLaughlin, their version of "Long Hail Castle" from another perfect album, The Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition. And then Jill Scott with "Oh, What a Heartfelt Love Song," called "Nothing Interlude," from her Beautifully Human Words and Sounds Volume 2 album. And then "I Was Such a Bad Boy" segued that into AC/DC's "Giving the Dog a Bone," a kind of love song from a different perspective. From, you know, the perfect albums were just all over in that set, because that was from Back in Black, which it's been years since I've listened to the whole thing, because some of those songs I've just heard and played so many times, and I don't want to do that. But yes, a perfect album, Back in Black. Backing me up right now is the Penguin Cafe Orchestra with "Numbers." This is this song just does something really emotionally to me, and I practically want to cry whenever I hear it. But I'm holding back now. So in the next set, we're going to be doing a whole bunch of genre jumping, that's for sure. We're going to be hearing from Wendy Carlos, one of Bach's two-part inventions, performed on an early Moog synthesizer. Also, some early hip-hop from Run DMC, and some Brazilian jazz from Astrid Gilberto. Also, La Tigra and Queen. And we're going to finish off the set with a real rocker from a one-hit wonder. But, oh, if you had to have one-hit wonder, this one's really going to rock for you. And we're also, speaking of self-indulgences, I'm going to be playing you a short piece of me playing drums, electronic percussion on my Yamaha DTX Multi 12. It's a short piece, just 58 seconds. I call it Black Angel Beats. And, my neighbor called the police on me when I was composing it. Thanks, Dave! But we worked that out. And we're going to start off the set right before that with a song I'm sending out to Chase Carson because it was just one of his absolute favorite songs. It's by Van Halen. It's my Plastic Sushi Big Dark One remix of Everybody Wants Some, only here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sam Collage. WRFO.
I had this one the other day. Well, it was big, of course, but somewhat dark and throbbing. And I could feel it move all the way to the back of my mouth. And I put my tongue on it and went back and forth, and I could feel it getting stronger. And then you can feel all the energy come into your mouth, and you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. We just do it raw. We like it raw.
Kind of high heels.